Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rams of Baghdad. I'm your host, Thowden. We're here on this dark, so cold night in the middle of November. We have gathered together again after Extra Life. Joining me is DJ.
Hi, I'm joining you.
Yep, yes, you are. And Jake?
I apparently have to yell. Yeah. My fucking mic is shitty.
Yeah, you have to yell. I want you yelling nonstop.
It's weird, like, I can hear your voices amplified, but it just sounds like you're muted, like a plastic bag or something's over your mic. It's really weird.
It sounds fine in Audacity.
That's weird. Mumble's being weird or something, I don't know what the hell.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're here again, guys. It's been, what, a week? Two weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. We're here again together, as a family, here to talk about video games. So we did Extra Life. You guys, how was Extra Life this year? Huh? Was it good?
It was alright.
Everyone had, like, different systems to complete Extra Life. I think most people went for, like, 2 sessions of 12 hours or something along those lines.
It's just better that way, especially because, like, people just go to sleep at times. Keep it fresh, man. You don't need to go all 24 hours. Keep it fresh.
Nah, it's all about going full 24 hours and then trying to stay up to watch NFL.
That's not healthy, sir. Don't do that to yourself. Why are you doing that to yourself?
And then falling asleep on the chair.
Chair sleeping is not healthy for you. Just go to bed.
No.
Don't sleep in a chair.
Don't sleep in a chair. Yeah, 12 hours. I'm doing that again next year. It's good. It's nice. I got to sleep. And I got to plan both sessions pretty well, and I had games all lined up, and it was nice. And people were awake to talk to me about the games I was playing and to watch the things I was streaming out, which was fun. Because, man,
see,
the middle of the night is the worst. Go ahead.
I think it's fine for me in the sense that I'm in Europe land, so...
Oh, yeah, that's
fair. I'll either have the East Squad, East America, at, like, 2 a.m. rallying me through, or at, like, 5 a.m. I'll have the West Squad just hanging about anyway, so that's not too bad for me.
Yeah, I think that works. I see your point. That probably works out pretty well. So yeah, we raised some money for charity. I haven't counted, tabulated the total amount, but I think it's substantial.
I still haven't donated to anyone yet. I need to get around to doing that.
Yeah, you should. For charity. It's for the kids. You could push probably one of us over, our goal.
The kids can wait.
Oh, that ain't right. The kids can't wait, though. They need it now, the money.
That's true.
But really, they can't wait. Anyway, yeah. We're here. Well, Extra Life, yeah. I think we gotta build an audience, is what I've been saying. I feel like we need more people to watch this thing. So maybe we'll try posting this somewhere or something now. You know? Get more people to watch our stuff. Huh? People that we don't know watch it? How's that sound? Does that sound good? We could get more people
How do you plan on doing that?
Listen, do you have any, I don't know, do you like subscribers? Do you like to say you subscribe over and over and over and over again? How about that? Does that work? I don't know, post it places.
Do I need to dance on Twitch now?
Yep, yes, okay. You do. Just nonstop. That's what I want you to go do right now, is just get on, start streaming, and just dance on Twitch all the time. Never stop.
I'm good.
Never stop. We gotta whore ourselves out a little bit, guys, you know. Gotta act like those people on YouTube that get all the views and talk like, hey, everybody,
no. Hello. No.
We gotta play Minecraft. We need to start playing Minecraft. What other popular games are there?
I will never stoop that low.
But
I hear one of us has.
I've stooped that low, yeah. What? Minecraft is a fine game. It's one of the most, like, I think it's one of the most important games in the last 10 years, probably. It's, like, majorly important in gaming, quote-unquote. Kind of launched the whole survival genre. So yeah, I've been playing Minecraft this week. Go ahead.
As important as Angry Birds, sure.
I think it's as important as World of Warcraft. If you want to be honest, in terms of, like, hey, revolutionizing a sector of video games, it's pretty important, right? I mean, come on. Millions, billions of people play Minecraft every day.
Children's market.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't touch on a lot of, I don't think, you know, mainstream games press touches on games for kids, quote unquote, very often, but there is, like, a certain sense of, hey, you want to talk about the game that kids growing up now will think about as fondly remembering is Minecraft. know, it's going to have an impact on how they view video games going forward. So, of course, I think Minecraft is a big deal, and I pay attention to it as well as I think many other people do.
So, what have you been doing in Minecraft?
Dying a lot. That's number one. Number two is
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't. And then also, I've been building a fort in the hills and trying to figure out how to wire a secret hidden door in a wall so nobody can know where my secret base is.
Rain says that you've been doing fuck all.
Listen, I wanted to map the world, and that didn't end up well because I kept dying and then losing all the map pieces I made. And yeah, listen, it's Minecraft is a game of time consumingness. And that's all I have to say. It's time-consuming. It takes a long time to get anywhere. Go ahead.
Have you got your diamond? Is that the one?
No.
Is that the, like, blue one?
I don't have any diamonds, no. Nope. Oof. I know. I haven't gotten the max level. Yeah, the good old diamond. But the cool thing was when I was looking into doing this, mainly because of a certain thing that happened Tuesday, we were all kind of sitting around thinking, hey, we should play a video game together. Just sit down, play a video game, and I said Minecraft, and it kind of stuck with me, even though we didn't do it that night, was, hey, I should really play some Minecraft. Just some build-a-thing Minecraft. Some pretty boring, pretty raw vanilla Minecraft. And I kind of did that. I made a server. I got a cool mod that makes weird world generation happen, like giant mesas and stuff like that.
Mesas.
You ever seen a mesa before?
The username and password for that account that you gave me, by the way, doesn't work.
The shared account that like 12 people are gonna use.
Yep. I'll have to check and see why it's not working. We'll see.
Like, I, as much shit as I give you, I would probably play this game if I could find it for like £6.
Not $26.
Yeah. It's still full priced, and screw that.
Yeah, it's
no,
like,
no thanks.
It's, I don't know why Minecraft is still so expensive. It should be like $4 or $5, and here you go, and just play it. Like, why is it $26 now? Like, it's been a long time getting from here to there. Something song from
like
Star Trek.
I bought it a long time ago when it was still in beta, and I went and I found my sign up email and everything. So I use my personal email address, but my login doesn't work anymore. So that's great. Like, I tried to do a password recover, and I never got an email. So, fuck Mojang.
Mojang? I don't know what the heck. Yeah. Well, it's Microsoft.
They
now,
have my
right?
money.
It's Microsoft.
Micro-Yang.
Micro-Yangs. All the Micro-Yangs. It's fun. Yeah, I mean, if you guys had a chance, if you found a $1 Minecraft code somewhere, you should probably just play it. Because it's...
Sure. Yeah,
fun.
I'd
and
be
you
into
play
it.
With people, and you sit on, and you talk, and you shoot the shit.
Yeah, and then
I
throw TNT at everyone, and everyone gets real salty.
You can't really throw TNT, but sure, fine. You have to place TNT, but sure. So I don't know. Minecraft is a game for champions.
It is indeed a video game.
It's a game that I've played many times, enjoyed maybe a handful of those. So yeah, that was I played Minecraft this week, and then I also played Don't Starve with friend of the show, Rain, and Mr. Popcans, and Mary, too. She's not here, though, right now. But, man, Don't Starve also. That's a game of champions and of the trick of burning your friends alive with torches. Which was probably the best moment of Max's live stream. Go ahead.
I like with the version of Don't Starve you're playing. Is it called Don't Starve Together?
Mm-hmm.
That's the multiplayer version, yeah.
Yeah, yep. I always forget. I like that it's kind of like an asynchronous world in that people can also drop in at a later date. You don't have to, every single player doesn't have to start on the exact same date, like when you first start the map. I like that.
Yeah. I think Don't Starve is a pretty good game. It's different from Minecraft in that I feel like it's much more, you gotta know what you're doing a lot more. Like, you're making progress, and if you don't make progress, you starve or you die really quick. So it's much more of like a hard mode Minecraft.
It's in the title of a game. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, don't starve. Which happened to several of us. We just all starved. It's rough.
It seems too much for me, though. Like, hearing you guys play it sometimes, it just seems like there's way too many things to learn and do right. And if you do those things wrong, people will get angry because you're messing up.
You're messing up, man. It's
people will get angry.
It's much more of a cooperative game. It's much more like you're going towards a goal rather than, I feel like, Minecraft or Terraria, where it feels much more like you're just here to play with your friends or something like that. It's much more like, hey, you're going towards something. Don't mess up. Don't burn down the chests and don't run off and fight elephants or things. Just be
safe. Yeah. And don't starve, above all.
Also, if you die, we can't really bring you back since there's no auto respawn, so you're kind of screwed if you die. But yeah, I think it's fun, and I think it has a great art style. I was expecting, I guess, going into it a little bit more Minecraft in that you could make choices about what you want to do, but really it's much more of a linear experience. Much more of a, hey, you want to survive as long as you can, rather than, hey, just go do stuff and maybe we'll add an endgame content at some point. See what's up.
That sounds like Minecraft.
It does. Here you go. Here's Minecraft. Hey, we're going to end this end boss at some point, but we don't know what really. It doesn't really connect at all, and you just go play the game. Just go play the game. It'll be fine. Yeah.
Go become a YouTuber.
Right. Yeah, I can now become a YouTuber. I played 2 survival games in a week. I got my YouTuber card in the mail. I can now...
Did you go to Toys R Us?
Yep, Toys R Us kids.
By the way, I don't think that streamer in a box thing exists, because I tried to find it on Toys R Us just for shits and giggles, just to see what kind of gear they were offering. Well, I've been hearing rumblings of, I don't know if people are serious when they say this, but saying that Toys R Us sells stuff for kids to get into streaming. Like, here's everything you need in one box, a microphone and a webcam and...
Oh, God, no, that's the worst.
That's not good.
I don't think that exists, because I looked for it.
Is it a bad microphone, though? Is it like...
Sure. I just said, I don't think it exists.
Okay. But what if it's just like a really bad, scratchy microphone, which seems like it's 90% of the Minecraft videos I tried to watch figuring things
then
out?
Then that would be, that would be par for the course.
Can I take a side moment here to mention, I have grown to really hate how YouTubers talk. There's a certain way in which they speak that I feel makes my
skin everybody,
crawl.
And today we're gonna play some Minecraft.
Hey, everybody,
So look, this is my guy. This is my guy, and I've got this wooden sword, and he's gonna wreck the spider. Ha ha ha. Look at me wrecking the spider. Oh, God, he got me. Well,
narrate everything.
Yep.
Hey,
in
everybody.
Like the goofiest voice.
Let's see if we can get to 500 likes on this video together. Let's see. This is your channel, not mine. Everybody's
when
happy
people do that
all the time.
Oh my God, I can dig down. Let's see how far we can dig down. We're gonna dig.
And
oh
lava.
My God.
Because that's usually how that goes.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, you dig down and you fall into lava and you die.
It's the most campy and I would love a linguistic person to come in and say how they speak, because they use... The way in which they speak is very—it's very mellow and very PG. It's so bad. It's so.
So they're trying to sell you a car.
Yep. Yeah.
Like they can either. There's 2 types. They can either go for long periods of time, which usually means they come from like a streaming background where they're just live streaming a lot, and they just have to fill content, so they deal with it that way. Or like you get the supercuts kind of YouTuber, which is like you get one sentence of like 5 seconds of like. Oh, this is my Minecraft guy, and oh, look, he just jumped over there, and like it just seems all cut together within like 3 minutes.
It's not even just
those are usually the two.
You know, it's not even just Minecraft. It feels like YouTube as general. Like, man, I don't know why people like people that talk like that, yo. It's not real. It's not. It's so rough, and it just annoys me. It just annoys me so much. It's bad. Don't do that, folks. We here at Realms of Baghdad will always be here. To speak to you in hurried and jumbled
monotone
sentences. That you...
With a lot of ums.
What are we doing?
How do we seg?
How do we seg out of this? I'll seg out of this. Chroma Squad is a game about... I don't actually have
that
a seg out of this. Chroma Squad! It's a game where you play as Power Rangers, or as whatever they're called. What's that word?
Go on.
I'm sure Rain would correct me at some point for whatever the Japanese word. But it's Chroma Squad. You play as a bunch of actors.
That's English. Chroma Squad. That's English.
Chroma Squad. Yes. It's a bunch of actors that break away from a team of Power Rangers and they go, and it's like it's a video game. It's a strategy RPG, perhaps. It's a what's the word? What is Fire Emblem? ARPG? What's Fire Emblem's genre?
It's an RPG.
But there's another tactical role-playing game. There we go. It's a tactical role-playing game where you command a bunch of actors who have recently quit their jobs on a Power Rangers show and are attempting to make it theirs on their own, making a new Power Rangers show.
That's actually a pretty good concept for a game.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
For some reason, I never put it together that it was, oh, Chroma Squad. It's like the Power Rangers. Had no idea.
It's great. Even though it does get a little grindy at times, it's still, I really enjoy it. I wish they kind of removed the metatextual layer of, hey, this is just a bunch of actors doing this, but hey, I'll take what I can get. It's cool. You get to fight in a giant mech every once in a while. Your Power Rangers get like guns and swords and stuff, and all the big bad enemies are, they all look like they're in shoddy costumes. It's great. It's great. Then you gotta deal with, like, hey, you gotta build a studio also and deal with marketing. It's fun.
Does it have Rita Repulsa?
Does it have Rita Repulsa? No Rita Repulsa.
After 10,000 years, I'm free!
If only.
Wait, she a YouTuber? What's her channel?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
No,
yo, I would watch that. She's the
main bad guy.
Yeah.
Villain from Power Rangers. I was gonna say bad guy, but I was like, wait, no.
Yep, her. That's and Lord Zedd. Lord Zedd.
Hell yeah, Lord Zedd. Dude's got no skin.
Yep.
Yeah, he actually doesn't. Never thought about that.
I'm excited for that Power Rangers movie now. Let's talk about that also. Looks like the Breakfast Club mixed with Power Rangers, which I'm okay with. I'm alright with that. I'm alright with like a movie that's rated a C+ in Power Rangers world. That's alright.
I will watch it when it ends up on Amazon Prime Video.
Damn. That's a low bar.
Shit. When I'm bored 2 years from now and I go, oh shit, the thing's on Amazon Prime Video? I wanted to watch that.
That's rough, man. Why'd you have to do Power Rangers like that?
Throwing hands.
Yep. Yeah, so Chroma Squad, it's a lot of fun. You know, if you're looking for a tactical RPG kind of thing, like Fire Emblem, I think people that like that would like this. It's definitely not, like, perfect. I wouldn't call it a great game. I'd call it a good game because it does get a little grindy. And you kind of have to spend a lot of time dealing with the metatextual, like, hey, you're building a business. And that's not super inspiring. But it's fun. I like a lot of the parts of it. And I've been really enjoying just kind of chilling out in the mornings and playing that. So, yeah.
Cool.
The last game I want to mention, this was one I played during Extra Life, was Guacamelee. Holy shit, guys, that game's great. Why did nobody tell me how good that game is?
That game looks fun. I think I need to pick up a copy of it.
Oh, man, is it good.
If I don't already have it, I think I may actually already own it.
The look and the music, it's all so well done and well put together. I feel like, I know it's weird, but I was mentioning during stream, I felt like I was watching a cartoon or something like that, or...
Right.
Like a 90s cartoon. It just really brought back nostalgia, and it was a lot of fun. I think that was the last game I was playing on my Extra Life stream on Friday.
Yeah, on day one, I think, right?
Yeah, on day one, and that was like, oh god, I gotta get to the end of this. It's been 12 hours. I just want to stop. And I just kept going after that, so it definitely was pretty fun. Guacamelee is a great game, folks. It's great.
Did you finish it?
No, I haven't finished it yet. It's
from
what I hear from the rumors that people have been telling me, it gets a little harder at the end, which I'm worried about.
It's not too bad. There's just one boss fight that's not even the final boss fight. That's just pure ass that I found, at least. A real pain in the ass to deal with.
You know, I've been watching, I guess we all have, the Castlevania thing done by Giant Bomb, Vinnyvania, for a while. And this was the first... Mm. I don't really have any background with Castlevania. I've been played a few of them, but I'm not like a Castlevania fan. But this is one of those games that I felt like, for me personally, made me go, hey, I kind of like this genre. It's kind of cool. The walking around, finding things, fighting enemies. It's pretty fun.
Doing things.
Doing things.
It's a very light version of that, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a light Metroidvania, whatever. It's
fun. But it's good.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
It's a Metroidvania-like.
Yep.
Light. Or like.
Yep.
LL.
LLC, yeah. It's... I want to play... What's that new game coming out? Blood.
Sure.
Blood. It's just called Blood.
Blood. It's that one made by the person that did Castlevania.
Bloodvania. Blood Rain.
Nope.
Bloodgeoning.
Bloodstained.
Bloodstained. Blood yes. Curse. Ritual of the Night. Yeah, there you go.
What was it?
Thank you, Rapid.
Yeah, that Rodney game.
Spoke up there and help us out.
That I want that too. I want to play that. I feel like after playing Guacamelee, I'm much more on like, hey, maybe I should back that. Maybe I should throw some money at him.
Wasn't what about Mighty Number 9? Huh? Then you want to play that hot game? Huh?
No, I don't like. I never liked Mega Man. I like Mega Man X.
What?
I like Mega Man X, not Mega Man.
I've not played a Mega Man game.
I played a bit of Mega Man 64. Remember that? It was like the weird PlayStation, like the N64 port of whatever the 3D PlayStation 1 was.
Like, I felt like Mighty Number 9 was evoking early Mega Mans, where I was like, I didn't really play those. I played much more like Mega Man X and stuff, later games. So it did nothing for me. And I heard it was a bad game. Go ahead.
All I know about Mega Man is that it's kind of tough, and the soundtrack is dope.
Yeah.
I do like that other game. What the heck is that? Zero? Is that a game about Mega Man's friend, Mr. Zero?
You mean Mega Man X?
No, it was something like...
Mega Zero?
Mega Man Zero or something. Yeah, that was the one. I liked that game. That game was all right. Let me tell you about it. It's a good dude with a sword, and he runs around and dashes a lot, and it's fun.
Okay.
There's robots. Uh-huh.
All right.
He's got a sword, and there's robots with swords.
Yep, okay.
And power engine stuff. And just a bunch of people all walking around in a post-apocalyptic nightmare. It's fun.
I don't like people that much.
Oh, okay. Well, this game might not be for you. There's a lot of robot people around.
Bummer. Oh, robot people? Robot people are fine.
Oh, okay. No. Okay, that's weird. I don't know why you... All right. Okay. So yeah, that's all the games I've kind of played. I mean, I've played a lot more. You can watch me play them on my extra live stream. It should be archived somewhere because of Restream. But yeah, I played a lot of games, but those were the ones that kind of stood out for me. Yeah, okay. So DJ, tell me, what did you play? Huh?
Do you want to just stuck out to me? The best game.
Oh, Jesus. I forgot about this. Oh, no.
Let's get into this great YouTube Twitch game.
No,
that's League of Legends.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Me, Bowden, and Popcans all played some League of Legends.
Bowden, you enabled this, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Him and Popcans. This wasn't even on my list.
I made a mistake.
We were playing like AI, and the AI beat us like twice. And it was like, it wasn't even like nice quick games. It was like almost hour long games.
Well, okay.
Friends were such trash.
You gotta go back. You gotta go back and start from the beginning. Because
sure. I'm gonna go nowhere.
So, go ahead. Popcans loves Dota 2, and he wanted to know what this League of Legends kerfuffle is about. So I figured. Oops. Let's play some and bring Thaldin in because he has played before.
I fucking
and like,
hate League of Legends.
It'd be a nice little learning thing of what's changed in the last like 2 years since we last played or some shit. Quite a bit has changed. It's a lot easier to describe to Pop because League of Legends is all about the itemization and your build and whatnot. And when you're early game, you don't have to worry about a ton of shit like masteries or fucking level skins and runes and all that shit, so it was really easy to teach Popcans, but it's impossible to teach the people you're matched up with who are clearly brand new to the game, so it ended up being just sort of like 50 minute slogfests of just trying to grind these games out 3v5 essentially.
Oh god, I had nightmares after this, like vivid, terrible
Remember
nightmares.
The two guys in top lane that couldn't push a tower at all.
Holy shit.
They were just, no one was there, just them, and they didn't do anything.
It was me, you, and Popcans fighting them, like, it took an hour.
To lose,
and they didn't even do anything. They were just up top, they didn't even push one tower down. I don't even
want to say it.
And it's like late at night for all of us. It's like you're at 4 o'clock in the morning or something like that. I felt so bad for like, oh no, he's gonna pass out or something. Like it's...
It was good. It was fun.
Oh, it was fucking terrible. I've never. Oh my god, I hate that game so much. My anger. I couldn't. Okay, here's my quick list of things I should get rid of in League of Legends. Number one. Hey man, why do you gotta make people level up all the goddamn time anymore? Just fucking, just give it the Just let people play, man. Also, why can't two people that are level 3 play with each other?
Yeah, Jesus. That was a nightmarish thing. So the best thing about that whole thing was because Thouden and Popcans were on brand new accounts, they had to grind to the 3rd level just so that they could play, like, player versus player. Because we were forced to stick with player versus AI until level 3. So they both popped to level 3 after about 5 games, like 3 or 3.5 hours of fucking around.
Fuck
and
that.
The game didn't want to work, so they still didn't play with each other.
That sounds terrible.
I think you had to be like level 5 or something.
Yep.
So it was trash.
Oh, it's League of Legends. I don't think I'll ever touch it again. That was one of the worst experiences with a video game I've ever had. Oh, it was trash. Like,
I'll probably play it more.
I, for a long time, took League of Legends very, very seriously. And, like, I played a lot of ranked games. And then having to do that and having my skin crawl as I get more and more angry. My God. I was starting to get a little hot there by the end of it and, like, starting to go off on people. It was... Oh, my God.
I think the difference is I avoid a lot of competitive-type gaming. It started with League of Legends, where I learned this, where I was kind of... They had, like, a StarCraft system of ELO rating, and then they changed it to this, like, gold, silver, bronze, whatever shit-tier sort of system. And you had to win, like, 3 of your games to be promoted. And the first game we had a troll that just fed, but it counted as a loss. The second game we won pretty cleanly, and then the third game 2 guys just went AFK immediately, so it counted as a loss. So I had to grind like 10 more games just to get back to that top best of 3 situation to go up again. Immediately I said fuck competitive gaming at that point. So I avoid that sort of stuff at least.
It's coming from over from like Heroes of the Storm and Dota 2, where I think you get the starkest contrast in, League of Legends is an older game and has some stuff built into it, which shouldn't be built in anymore. Like, it's just, not even so much level system, I get it, every game kind of has a you level up system, increase your rank or whatever, but, you know, you look at different things that just unbalance the game so much and add so many different variables, like the mastery system, the rune system. And I know they want people to kind of stay in an ecosystem and play a lot, but those things just did not go.
Characters not being unlocked. You have to actually grind and unlock them, which is okay, fine, if, like, you're a pro and you only, like, mainline 10 at most characters anyway, but 99% of your user base is not going to be that pro type. They just want to futz around with a bunch of characters and to, like, lock them back. So that you can't even learn them is crazy.
Yeah, it's an entire thing, and I just feel like at some point they're gonna be, doing something with that. They have to do something. It's so bad. Like, it was bad when you had to level up years ago, and now it's just kinda gotten worse with all the other examples of games doing it better.
Right, and I'll give it to them. They've added a lot of, like, hey, here's a free drop, or here's a free chest. They now have, like, chests that you can unlock if you, like, actually play enough, you'll get fragments of a chest or some shit, and you can actually freely build those up and get skins and shit like that. So that's not the worst. They've addressed some things, but there's still a lot of archaic shit in there.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go with Heroes of the Storm as the better game now. Like,
right,
that's what Popcans kind of came out and said, was, hey, like, I get why it's popular, it came out first, people built kind of install base on it, but it no longer should be considered the best game because it just doesn't have all of the stuff that the other games have. And it might never, because of how getting old, it's showing its wear and tear a little bit more.
It's rooted in its systems. Like, you're never going to have jungling that you can grind down. They're going to stick with that one map. They're trying to change shit like Dragon and whatnot and Baron, but they're always going to stick with those fundamental systems, and unless they make a League of Legends 2 or something, which they're not likely to, I wouldn't be surprised if this actually takes a downturn, League of Legends, in the next 3 or so years.
Yeah, I really feel like it's headed in that direction. I guess they have to make a League of Legends 2 at some point.
And it, like, doesn't help that we're in the StarCraft zone of the Koreans are just wrecking house. Like, every single international tournament is just Koreans. Like, the semifinals of the Worlds had three Korean teams out of possible four. It's just kind of crazy.
And then at that point, it's just boring to watch, right?
Kind of, yeah. Like, it's still like, cool, but
back when all the finals for, like, CS tournaments were always, like, NIP versus Fnatic. It's like, right. Oh, great. Two Swedish teams. I haven't seen this one before.
And again, even though there's like a bazillion characters in this game, throughout Worlds, you kind of tended to see the usual 15 or so characters. Considering there's 10 characters played each game, you would almost always see the usual like 20 different characters in a best of three, best of five. It would never really change up. And why should it praise when it played the best? Jesus. Yeah.
How long do those games go?
Sometimes hour long. Like, the World's Finals lasted about 4.5 hours, because that went to the fifth game. It's the one thing about MOBAs, and I think HOTS addresses that a lot better, because we also played HOTS, and that's got a different system of... there's very obvious end goals. You can kind of snowball people in Heroes of the Storm, and it's kind of early to tell, especially because it has systems like a... grouped together leveling up systems, so no one has their own unique level in League of Legends or Dota 2. Everyone's just contributing XP towards a shared level goal. And then stuff like the character pool is not crazy at the minute. There's about 50, and while they are not really free, they still have the League of Legends system of you have to unlock them. It's a kind of easy to unlock, and because there's a low level amount of them, you can actually quite play through them quite easily and learn them quick enough. And again, like, you don't have to really buy anything in Heroes of the Storm. You can sort of grind your way up to collecting all these characters if you wish. What are your thoughts on Heroes of the Storm compared to League, Thaldin?
You want me to tell you what I think? Heroes of the Storm does things well. The dailies kind of keep things fresh and interesting. They do a lot of cool events, which I feel like League doesn't really do so much. Their heroes are pretty diverse. There's, you know, they keep, I don't know, it's fun to play with friends. It's not garbage, and that's what I feel about, you know.
Not garbage.
Not you garbage. Heard it here first. You heard it here first. I don't know, you could say a lot, I think, about Heroes of Storm and the way it's so different than League of Legends. It's much more casual. You don't see a lot of, you know, anger. Every map kind of has a central objective, which I think forces people into team fights where it keeps things going. Where I feel like League sometimes will just be, oh, that's far. Even Dota, really, it's like farm for 50 minutes and then fight. It's like, it's not really an entertaining thing to watch or play. Like, I was an AD carry. That's what I did for a long time in League of Legends, was I got a farm, man, and it's boring as hell. It really isn't entertaining at all.
Right.
I think Blizzard made interesting choices in, like, getting rid of last hits as a concept, because I really do feel like last hits just... Both last hits and denies don't do anything really as a gameplay in making the game part of it better.
Right, yep.
It just kind of makes it like something you do, rather than, hey, this is improves the game in some way. It just felt like busy work to me.
It speeds the game up as well, because then you're not soaking a lane, you're not holding. You have more of an incentive to just grind the characters down. And it also lets the support just sort of auto-attack shit as well and not get fucking shouted at.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, like, you could say... so many things about how Heroes of the Storm does. It simplifies things. And a lot of people will come back and say, oh, it makes it's so simple now and a baby could play it or something like that. Where it's like, no, man.
What is this, a video game?
Yeah, a video game for babies. It's like, no. It's a game that's where they looked at it and said, let's make a better MOBA. Not for competitive, not for, like, I don't know, higher level play. Just let's make a MOBA where it's fun to play.
What about esports?
And that's good. Who cares about esports, man? No, I don't know.
You got to market your game for esports. That's how you get into esports, right? Is when the game's coming out, you got to market it for esports, right?
Right.
Often I feel like it's anymore the games that market themselves coming out as, oh, we're going to be big in esports, are not big at esports. They never end up.
That's what I was getting at.
Because I don't think Overwatch ever marketed itself as an esports thing, and it took off like instantly.
Yeah,
because
like, you know what you got. Don't try to make it something else.
You also can't force that kind of stuff. Like a community's going to build if a community builds, but if not, then you're just not gonna. Like you can't predict these things. Sports like are so hard to predict. Like who fucking thought
CS:GO would blow up as well as big as it did?
Or hell, StarCraft even. You know, like damn, it's just like a point click thing going.
Is Go bigger than Source? Because I remember like 1.6 and Source had pretty big like community bases.
Nobody plays either of those anymore.
Huh.
So, well, I shouldn't say nobody. 1.6 still has a ton of people playing. Source still has a bunch of people playing, but not like competitive. So all the competitive CS is in Global Offensive.
Nice.
I tried to play some 1.6 like a couple weeks ago. That game's hard. That game is not easy.
I guess this is a good seg to announce who is the CS:GO elite number one.
Me.
Pro.
I mean, I'm obviously
legend.
I'm gold number one. I don't know.
In the Rums world.
It's me.
We had a quickly thrown together 1v1, and I was streaming and I hosted, and I felt like I had a really big advantage
because
there were times when I popped out and just shot Bowden and he didn't even look at me.
Oh yeah, it was pretty laggy there.
Yeah, that's why I want to play one offline, and we'll play on a server somewhere.
Yeah, we'll play an offline one and get back to you about who really is the best of the best. And we got to do that soon because I want to uninstall Counter-Strike really bad. It's the game that's sitting on my chopping block.
Why?
I don't know. I like to chop games off my thing every once in a while to download other games.
But when you
Oh, you want to play? You want to make a team? You want to go pro? Maybe
none of my friends play CS. Like all you guys, everybody fucking plays Dota.
Fine.
Everybody plays Overwatch. Everybody fucking plays HOTS. And I'm sitting over here playing CS by my fucking self.
Fine, I'll play.
I get to queue up with one person sometimes.
God, the guilt trip. All right, I'll play. I'll keep CS on my machine. Okay, I'm sorry.
What he's saying is he wants you to carry him to.
I gotta carry you to gold.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Fuck you, optics.
One tip, found in though. Next time, I love it. I love your playstyle, but. Maybe less jumping.
Yeah, less jumping, bro.
Listen, I gotta jump.
I hit you every time. Every time I jumped up, idea. I hit you.
Yeah.
I play aggressive and I play nonstop. 24 minutes of gameplay. I don't stop. I never stop. That's what I do.
I do love the amount of times you snuck behind him or something.
Dude, you juke the shit out of me a couple times. I'm like, where the fuck is he? And then I hear you jump over something way hard right.
Yep.
And my game freezes when you kill me.
Yeah, what was up with that? It would like freeze
a
second. I don't know.
I'm way overdue for just complete reinstall of Windows. So
yeah, it's CS:GO. You beat me one. You're up one. How about that? Best of three matches. You're up one on me. We'll see. We'll see who is the champion come someday in the future.
No, I don't feel like that was a fair game.
I'm counting it as your first win over me. But I can come back. If whatever the Indians can blow a 3-1 lead to the Cubs, if Donald Trump can win the White House,
I can come
back and beat you at CS:GO.
No, okay, sure.
Get ready. It's going to be the event of the ages, folks. Get your tickets now. Fandango.com and Ticketmaster.
I'll try to figure out what the fuck was up with those spawns.
Deputy Dango.
DeputyDango.com.
Speaking of trash fires.
What?
I've been dealing with a trash fire known as PlayStation Support for the last week.
Oh no, what happened?
Right.
Oh no.
So I was just about to go to sleep the night before Extra Life. I was going to go to sleep nice and early at like 11 p.m. or something my time. And then I noticed out of nowhere on my email, like, hey, you've taken out £120 via PayPal on your PlayStation account. I was like, this did not happen.
Oh no.
So I try and log in this to the PSN, see what's going on, and then just as I'm about to change my password, it goes, oh, you've been signed out. And then I go, what? And then I try signing in again, and no. So apparently this is kind of a thing that they do where they'll take out a bunch of money, and if it works, they'll quickly change your sign-in ID. And doing enough research, I realize what they do is they do that. They add a Vita, because you don't really need multi-step verification or whatever to add a Vita to your actual account.
Mm-hmm. And that seems like a giant security hole.
And it's also nice and super cheap to get a Vita now, a secondhand Vita, just like probably about £50 at this point, just a really cheap one on eBay that half works. And then they change your sign-in ID, which is your email that you actually use to sign in. So currently, so this is the thing, I put in an email because this also happened at like midnight my time when all was said and done. I put in an email to them because all the support accounts were offline. The Twitter stops at about 11 p.m. my time. You can't phone them until about 10 a.m. the next day, and I'm not going to be doing that because I had to deal with Extra Life and whatnot. And then also I couldn't phone them because, again, Extra Life and whatnot. And also they were like closed early on the Sunday, so that was useless. So I emailed them and it came, and one of the things to say is like, hey, put in all your serial numbers of all your items, so your PS4, your PS3, your Vita, or whatever. I did that in the email, and after Extra Life was done, I came back to an email, and it just said, hey, you didn't supply enough information. Why don't you just ring us? It'll make it easier. So that's great.
Wow.
I tried the Twitter about 3 times on the Romsbag account. You can probably even still go onto Romsbag and look at my sheep pleading tweets on the automated email system, which like barely responds to anyone. It seems like it picks and chooses out of the like 50 people per hour that clearly seem to have a very similar issue to me. It picks and chooses who it responds to. And then on this Wednesday, I think, I spent about like 50 minutes on the phone to some guy on support. I even had like the email incident number, but it seems like he just wanted to go through everything that I did in the email again of like, this is my sign-in ID, this is my PSN name, these are my serial numbers for the PS4, the Vita, and even the PS3. And he said, I'm going to move it over to this finance guy because technically your account's been banned for now, but they're going to try and unban it. And no response since. So that's great. So PSN support is absolute shit-heaping garbage. I think the biggest problem comes in from the fact that... So here's my problem. When you link a PayPal account, it's kind of like an auto-direct debit system. So by default, it just automatically takes stuff out of your account. And considering this happened at midnight and I had no option to call PS support or get into my account to cancel that, the only way to actually secure that is to cancel it on PayPal. So that's what I did. And PlayStation doesn't like you doing that because they consider it as you ordering X amount of money and then you backtracking on your order, even though you've ordered that. And for example, it would theoretically turn up in your PlayStation wallet as $120, and then you can buy a bunch of games there, but you've cancelled it, so you didn't pay the $120. So that's what they look at it on their side. So they instantly ban your account. It's a really, really dumb system. So I would suggest...
To be fair, a lot of places don't like you doing chargebacks, like ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand it. But I'm going to charge back that shit if I have no option to for the next 7 to 8 hours. Like, I'm not going to let some hacker guy into my PayPal, which is linked to my bank account, to take out however much money he fucking wants. So yeah, it's currently in the middle of that, and considering it's been like half a week with no response, I'm going to wait till about Wednesday and then just recall again or some shit and just see what the fuck's going on.
Huh.
But it's a trash heap.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That sounds rough. Rough.
Rough. Speaking of rough, Lara Croft has been having a rough time of it in her latest adventure in Siberia, and I am talking about Rise of the Tomb Raider, which is what I played a hell of a lot of in my Extra Life. Did you like that segue?
I give it a B-.
I give it like, yeah, shit, like a C+, B-.
Damn it.
I mean, you passed.
But... Yeah, you did it, sure, but it could have been better.
You know that. I know that.
Yeah.
I think
I'll take it. It's a good game. It's a really, really good game, actually. It looks so, so nice. They hit on a lot of the like faults of the first game where there's a lot less sort of quick time events of like hey, press Y when you're fighting this person, or hey, press X as quick as you can. Yeah, most of them are gone. There's a couple when you do big jumps that you have to press X, but they're so obvious that they're really easy to figure out.
I hope the end of that game is not like the first one. The first one is just a quick time event and then it's over.
Right, yeah. Really bad end. I don't know. And then the second biggest thing that people disliked were the lack of tombs to explore. Like, there were probably about 5 or so in that first game.
There were way more than that.
Oh, were there?
Yeah.
It didn't feel like there were. They were all tied into the main story and stuff of like, hey, do these 10 or so tombs or something like that.
There was at least one per like main area.
Sure. But there weren't like many more than 10 or so, I would say.
And a lot of them were just side things that you had to go like explore and find.
Yeah. In this game, I'm finding that's the case as well. But most of the tombs are like that. I think I've already explored like 7 or 8 and I'm about a third of the way in this game. Like, they've just clustered it with tombs, and that's cool. I like that, because they all have unique stories. Like, in this really weird sort of mining town section where you're climbing around a bunch of different levels, there's one section where you can jump around over a sort of walled-off area, and then you go down this mining shaft, and turns out you go into some old uranium mine, and it's really cool, because it's like got this really weird green air to it and stuff. And it's really interesting. And each one has a nice little puzzle associated with it each time. I'm liking Tomb Raider a hell of a lot. I've got to this awkward sour point where I'm shooting a lot of people and I kind of don't want to do that, essentially. Like, it's better than the first games, shooting and whatnot, but I also don't really want to do that in a Tomb Raider game. If I have to, I want to sneak around as much as possible and futz around and then do some exploring and stuff. I don't want to have lots of these shooty sequences.
Okay. Yeah, from what I saw of you know, like, Tomb Raider, it looked like more interesting than the last few Tomb Raiders, or like all the previous Tomb Raiders combined. I'm not a big fan of the last few Tomb Raiders.
Aw, how come?
Boy, that one had a demo at some point on PlayStation, and it just left me with such a sour taste in my mouth that all the other ones, even when I played them, terrible. It's like clunky controls and squares. I don't know. It's hard for me to explain. I would have to think more about why I don't like Tomb Raider. But yeah, that new one, those new two, look good, look interesting. And I'm a big Indiana Jones fan, so I might like them.
There's no real easy seg from that.
No,
Need for Speed's a great game. Is Need it? For Speed's
which
weirdly
Need
for enough a great
which?
Game.
We have to be
the
clear.
Latest.
The okay. Latest with the full motion video?
Yeah, the cutscenes. They're superb.
Oh boy.
Is the one with a lot of fist bumps?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Lots of fist
and
bumps.
And monster drinking.
Yeah. And like really bad acting. Like really, really bad acting.
Great.
Great.
Seems like it was all done in one day. Like, they just wanted to rush out, and like everyone's on fucking coke or weed or drugs or some form of
or weed or drugs.
Depends on the character. There's one guy that's clearly coked up to his mind. There's another person that is probably on weed most of the time.
I'm sorry, another the one term that on might weed be on it just
LSD.
Makes me laugh.
Odd weed. Yeah, it's superb. It's something exquisite. The game looks super nice as well. And it takes a lot of getting used to the actual driving mechanic of sometimes you can tailor your car to either be like super slippy, drifty, or super grippy and super tight. Like, you want to take turns properly. Both don't feel good. Like, the super grippy one feels a bit too grippy and awkward to actually control. And the super drifty one feels like, even if you're going to take the smallest of left turns, like you're barely even turning, your back end's just going to go the fuck out and you're going to drift everywhere.
You got to get around those corners fast to get away from the driving pyramid of police cars.
Right, yeah. Sadly, that's not in this game. And the police are trash. Yep. The police are trash in this game as well. Like, as long as you can just drive fast, they're gone. Huh. It's an interesting game. I think the most interesting thing about this game is when you start a race or something, like a point-to-point or a circuit race, it does it in the world, so it automatically links you online to with other random people in the game. So if you start this circuit race, they're still going to be in the world, and they can just drive like into you while you're racing, even though they have no say in the circuit race whatsoever. Like, they can totally fuck you up. I've had it happen so many times. It's really funny and weird to do.
That sounds like driving.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like some racy cars.
Sounds like some cars.
Sounds like some need.
For more audio, because another trash thing about this game is, for some reason, the audio level is like half of everything else on your computer. I don't understand why, but it just is.
For speed. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is either. But Need for Speed, hey, I like those games. And as long as you're enjoying it, even if it seems like, if I was to ask you, you probably would say it's in a so bad it's good kind of way at times.
Yes.
I'm glad you're finding joy with it.
I'm mostly playing it to get to the next cutscene. That's 90% of the reason I'm playing.
All right. Well, they got you then, right? That budget for that cutscene probably worked out.
Yeah, all $20 of it.
Yep, here you go, John. Go out there on that stage. We need to act like you're drunk right now, and also that you drive race cars away from police all the time. So we need John. All right, get out there.
Good. Actually, you know what? Get drunk and then go. Like, one less thing to have to act.
Then huff this paint. Just huff this paint and then go out there. Just a little bit of huffing and then a little bit of puffing, if you know what I'm saying.
A little bit of booger sugar and call it good.
We'll call it square. Jake, tell me about your booger sugar of the week.
What?
Tell me about Warframe.
It's still Warframe.
Is it? Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. Huh. And a big update just came out, and it didn't change anything for me, at least, because I'm so low level.
I hear from people, Rapid, friend of the show, included, that Warframe got weird. And like, what's going on with Warframe? Tell me about Warframe. Tell me about you. What mech guy are you using? What kind of?
I'm still using the default.
What's that though?
I forgot Don't what Volt? Its name is.
Volt.
No. Titan. Something. No. Fuck. I don't know what the name of the default Warframe
Rabbit,
is.
Cut it. Rabbit. They'll get it. Don't worry. Give him a moment, folks. He'll tell you what one of the starter guys are.
And I've maxed all my weapons out, and I only have money for like a couple of blueprints. And the blueprints, you need a lot of items to craft the blueprints, and then it takes 24 hours after you craft something, which kind of sucks. But apparently, a lot of people have been complaining about that. Excalibur is
there you go.
The name
Excalibur.
Of the default.
He got
the default.
Don't worry.
I thought Excalibur was the sword, but that's okay.
But what if it's also, what if the man was Excalibur also? Think about that.
There are multiple things wrong with that suggestion, but that's spoilers.
What if it was Excalibur wielding Excalibur? Mr. Excalibur with his friend, Slicey McSlicerson, Excalibur. Huh?
And I don't know what happened, but like, I played with Noisy and Rapid during my extra live stream, and then I tried to play some by myself. And all of a sudden, all the enemies take way longer to die because I leveled up super fast.
Oh, I see. You were getting carried. All right. I see.
It was more like I want a multiplayer game to play, and I haven't played Warframe in like years.
True. Yeah.
So I downloaded it when I heard there was an update coming out, and they hopped on and we played for a bit. It was fun. Yep.
All right. Well, that's cool. I was going to play Warframe for Extra Life, but... Man, there's just too many games I downloaded. There's too many games. But I'm glad you're enjoying Warframe. I'm glad people are still enjoying it. Still, like, what, top 5 on Steam every week or something like that? Top 10, top something like that? Yeah, people are... That game has really come a long way from the old days of when it was bad. Remember that?
But, yeah. So I played a lot of stuff in the last 2 weeks, mainly because I jumped between a whole bunch of stuff on Extra Life.
What are some of the standouts? What's your, like, you finished some games, certainly, I think.
I did. I finished Mirror's Edge Catalyst. Go ahead. Mirror's Edge Catalyst, the ending of that game sucks.
Okay, one question, really? Now before we go further. Is that game out? Did that come out yet? That game came out, right?
That joke was funny for like 20 seconds, like two months ago. Okay.
Right. Taking the joke too far. Okay, go ahead. So the ending sucked.
The ending in that game is stupid.
Just like the first one then, right?
Like there's no boss fight. There's nothing. You just walk into it, it plays a cutscene, and the game's over.
What?
Excellent. Does it at least dump you out?
There's a boss fight? What?
At the end of it, it's like, hey, there's still stuff to do.
Sure.
Yep. So, I mean, at least they did that. At least they don't start you like, way the fuck back. They let you finish the game and then keep going.
Never stop running. Always be free running.
Yeah, so ending in the game's not super hot. Was not satisfied with the ending at all.
Was not a hot burner, huh? Okay. That's rough. I kind of was hoping that game would be real good.
Titanfall 2, on the other hand, that game was pretty cool.
Oh, really?
That game is pretty cool. The single player in that game goes places that I was not expecting.
How long did that take you?
Let's go check Origin, because I haven't played any of the multiplayer, so whatever my hour count is on there will be accurate.
You avoided the multiplayer this whole time. It's interesting.
Boy, can I just say, what the hell is up with EA sending Titanfall out to die like that, yo? That's rough.
It's kind of weird.
It's all, like, who made that decision? Who was like, hey man, we're just gonna send Titanfall out to die between Call of Duty and Battlefield? It's like, what?
Looks like I've played 5 hours of Titanfall 2.
That's not bad.
Sounds right.
For a shooter campaign, that ain't bad. I mean,
take a second and consider what other shooters came out this year that had really awesome or single player campaigns.
So you didn't like the I'm talking about
Doom.
Talking about that Doom.
That you are.
Yeah, but Titanfall it was better multiplayer.
It was cool. It was a little short.
Really? You thought it was I've been hearing like, you know, anecdotally, but people are like raving about how great it is, how it introduces so many mechanics that never use again. It's all like weird and fun. But you're saying it's
no,
short.
No, I agree with all that. It's just short.
Okay. Does it wrap up well, or is there going to be a Titanfall 3?
Yes. There's definitely going to be a Titanfall 3.
Okay. All right.
That's also, good. The end credits for that game and Mirror's Edge are both stupid long. The credits are like 30 minutes. I'm not kidding.
I love that.
That's the worst.
And I watched all the way through the Mirror's Edge credits, hoping something interesting would happen afterwards. No, nothing. There was at least a 10-second thing at the end of the Titanfall credits.
Huh, okay. So, yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed Titanfall 2. That's a game that I feel like is actually better than Call of Duty and Battlefield, but got sandwiched in between. It's not going to be getting the sales that it should get. So, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I like that they gave the robot a personality, and he's like he's like your bro.
Do you guys just pop beers together? Like sit around?
Hell yeah!
Watch the
crack
game.
Cracking some brewskis.
Yep, cracking some brewskis.
Go hang out in the hangar with BT.
Yep. Isn't it Optimus Prime that voices the guy in?
Really?
It sounds a lot like him. I have no idea. I would have to go look.
Look at
that. BT is a fucking cool motherfucker, and he's got a pretty good sense of humor too for a robot.
Okay, that's cool.
And you teach him how to thumbs up. how to like give a thumbs up. Because like you do it, there's a cutscene where you give him a thumbs up and he like looks at you for a second. It's like, what? And he's like, oh, it's a positive hand sign. Okay. So he like holds his fist up and then he puts his thumb up.
That's cool. That's a nice touch.
Okay, so going down my list here while we're on Origin games. Battlefield Hardline, the single player for that game is surprisingly neat.
Really?
And I had no idea.
Huh.
I had no idea going into that.
What about it is neat? What does it do?
So it's set up like a TV show. Like a TV show called Hardline.
Wait, really?
Yeah. So, and at the end of each episode, you know, if you're watching Netflix, right, and the episode ends and it takes you to that screen where it has a little thing in the corner, it says next episode starts blah, blah, blah. It does that.
Oh, that's cool.
It's good. And then, like the credits roll and stuff, and you see all your stats and stuff, and but if you decide to quit in that screen, then you get a next time on Hardline, and it gives you like a 30-second preview of the next episode, and then when you come back into the game, it gives you a 30-second preamble of what happened on the last episode.
That's good. That's really
it's
good.
Pretty awesome. The mechanics where you tag people, and some people have warrants. And you get extra points for arresting those people instead of killing them. That's cool.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, like people were like, "Oh, Visceral made the single player. It's gonna be pretty good." And then I didn't hear anything about it after it came out. Nobody, like everybody, released their reviews about the multiplayer, and that was it.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, looking back on that, the thing I remember the most about it is both it like did pretty badly, like people didn't like it, but also that, hey, there was that cool thing with that reload animation, and it made me feel like, hey, there's some people that really care about this idea. So kind of I might have to pick that up at some point, because that seems like a pretty cool way to structure a single player.
I happened to find it was a deal a couple months ago for the Ultimate Edition of it for $10.
Wow.
Nice.
And I was like, you know what? I might as well just have that in my Steam or on my Origin account, because I heard the single player was good, and it is. I'm not done yet, but it's pretty good so far.
I might have to download that game now.
That actually is a good idea to get that, because from what I remember from that Battlefield 1 thing, it seems like at some point they're probably going to bring that all under one roof and make it kind of one collected launcher kind of thing, which will be cool. So, that's cool. Battlefield 1.
For reference, Hardline, Mirror's Edge, and even Need for Speed are on that, like, Origin Access thing.
Mirror's Edge was just put on there recently.
Yeah. So, if you've got, like, $5 spare or something. I don't know how much it actually is for a month. I don't know how much it is for a month. It's about £4 or something for me per month.
I'll have to consider that for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's a good gift for people. A good gift idea there, sir. All right, cool. Well, that's a game I never expected to hear good praise on this podcast this week.
Yeah.
We're going to keep this Origin train going here, too.
Okay, all right.
I finally got pretty far into Syndicate, the 2012 version, the shooter version.
Oh, right. Yeah, that game. Okay.
That's a cool game.
I watched a little bit of it. It looks like nuts.
Yeah.
That's really a pretty cool game. Yeah. It's kind of like Deus Ex, sort of.
Yeah.
Only in the vein that you are like a mercenary working for a corporation, and you have a chip in your brain. Like, you don't have physical augments, but you have this chip in your brain.
Hmm. Interesting.
And like the guy that you work with is like, I haven't finished the game, but I'm pretty sure that dude's going to double cross me at some point. like remember when he first came into the room at the very beginning of the game, I'm like, oh, hey, there's the anti-hero right there. He's going to fuck me over.
You called it
at some point. I think I did. Yeah. Like once you do a training thing, and then you fall into this room, and then all of the supporting characters come out because you're sitting in this chair or whatever, and they're like, you're like plugged into something. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. This, like, she's my friend, but she's gonna do something bad. Or this guy's just gonna fuck both of us over. And then this old guy in the back's the ringleader.
Hmm.
So I'm pretty sure that's what's gonna happen. But who knows? They might go completely
opposite
direction.
You might be surprised.
I might be surprised. We do not know yet.
Yeah, who knows?
Apparently that game has 4-player co-op.
Really?
And it's like not the story. It's like actual set missions, kind of like Spec Ops for Call of Duty.
Hmm. Really?
Do you like level up in that game, or is it story based on like, hey, at this point you've unlocked this augmentation or stuff, or is it all unlocked to you immediately?
Well, there's a skill tree that you have to fill out. So
okay, I'm asking that because I'm wondering if either that comes in from the single player to the co-op, or if they just have their own unique skill trees that you learn in the co-op.
I am not sure because I did not play any of the co-op yet.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's cool. Can we talk about the thing that I did via at one point for the Extra Life stream, which was that Dying Light Beat a Zombies mode thing?
Beat the Zombies mode. That's actually pretty fun.
Yeah, it was a good match of Beat the Zombies, I guess.
It was close.
Yeah, it was close.
It was close at the end.
It was a lot of fun. It was like, hey, I saw you on, and I just wanted to kind of say hi, but hey.
And I remembered about that zombies in our game. So apparently you can set it to where it's just like you're always invadable, and then somebody wants to invade, and it just makes your game nighttime.
Huh.
And I'm like, no thanks.
That seems way too hard.
And then
hard.
You can set it to also be like, hey, make me open new invasions every other night.
Yeah,
or I think that's every night.
I kind of was hoping it would be a little bit different, where it's just I take control of zombies in your area or something like that. But it's more like, hey, I evaded you. I'm a giant. I'm a scary zombie. I'm gonna attack you. I gotta kill you so many times, or you have to
run
kill,
away.
You have to kill so many of my bases or something like that. I kind of, it wasn't the best like setup mode, but I enjoyed it. It was fun.
It helped that I had like a million UV flares from the single player that I never used. So I'm just running around just throwing UV flares down everywhere. And then Thouden got like into the area once and there was no UV flare down. So I threw him like right at his feet and it just slows him down. And he's just trying to walk away and I just keep throwing more at him.
That's good. Just started following him.
It was fun, man.
I don't know
Dying
if it was,
great.
I don't know if UV slows down the big monster, but apparently it looked like it did.
Yeah, I can't jump around anymore when you UV me, which sucks. Which sucks. Yeah, it was cool. That was a fun mode.
Yeah.
Dying Light is a great game. I know we've mentioned it many times, but it's
Dying Light is a
very
solid game, and the following is a pretty good piece of DLC. Just for the amount of content there is.
Yep.
Like the story might not be great, sure, whatever, but I mean, it's an entirely new area with a whole bunch of cities. You gotta drive a car around. It adds an entire another branch to the skill tree, so that's cool.
Yeah, it's, you know, I haven't played much of the following, but man, it seems like they really thought of everything. It's a really solid package, you know, adding multiplayer, adding the co-op, and then just having a solid game around it. It's a hell of a game. I know we could talk for hours about it, but it's a hell of a game.
But now we're looking forward to Dead Island 2.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's not coming out ever, is it? It's not ever going to come out.
It's been announced, or unofficially announced, I think.
Again? Jesus.
Has it really?
I might be totally wrong.
Scratch? That's
you know,
crazy.
That game that we made that is better than the old zombie game that we made by a long shot. We're going to go back to making the old zombie game again.
Great idea, guys.
Hey, man, Dead Island
Dying Light
has,
2, please.
Dead Island has, like, I think, in some ways, much more of a following, so I could see if they wanted to go back to that well once. It's like, people really like the
They did.
Dead
it was
Island.
Called Riptide, and it was bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'll take another Dying Light, even if it's called Dead Island 2. I'll take that any day. Any day.
I don't think it's going to have, like, free running, though.
Who knows? Maybe it will. I'm still not convinced it's actually a real video game that's ever going to come out. So we'll see.
Same.
Kind of like Last Guardian.
Speaking of games we played together recently, let's talk about Golf with Your Friends.
That game's cool.
That game's great.
Yeah.
That game's awesome.
They added in a haunted house level now, since you played it on.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's great. Great.
I played a bit with Mr. Ben Malcolm. Noisy played with us, I believe.
Rain did.
Rain played. Ecker played with us.
Nice. Big squad.
Big squad.
Yeah, we had about 4 or 5 people.
It was a lot of fun. Just golfing, man.
And we played the game mode with the random ball shapes. So, like, you're playing, like, one hole, you're playing with cubes.
That's surprisingly more difficult than you think it is.
It is. It's, and then one of them's like, here, your ball is now an egg shape. It's like, great. The most unpredictable thing.
It's I can't wait for them to do more with that. It's such a good concept. They do so many fun things with it. I just can't wait for just more modes, more maps. I'm so excited for it. It's really one of the games I'm probably looking most forward to going forward, because it's a great idea. A lot of fun. Yeah.
I made my yearly check-in with Castle Crashers on my Extra Life stream a couple weeks ago.
How's that game doing?
They haven't updated it or anything.
Yeah,
it's Castle Crashers. The difficulty in that game ramps up, like, a lot. About an hour or two in, you don't have to block up until then. But then, once you hit that spot, it's like, no, you need to block now or you're going to get destroyed.
That's interesting.
It was running really weirdly, and I had to completely reboot my computer to get it to work. Like, I would get into the game, and then the frame rate would drop to, like, 20.
I don't know if I've ever played Castle Crashers. Castle Crashers?
Castle Crashers.
I don't think I've ever played that. Maybe at some point I'll have to sit down and play that some.
You should. It's fun. If you like side-scrolling beat-em-ups.
Yeah, they're all right. I've played a few in my time. They're all right.
And then you get to level your character up, and you get a bunch of different weapons. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. Cool.
And here's a little bit of foreshadowing to news. I played some Skate 3 a little bit. little bit of Skate 3 because I saw that it was added to, well, might as well just, whatever. It was added to the Xbox One backwards compatibility list, and one of the pieces of DLC was put on sale for free.
All right,
so I was like,
yeah.
Well, hey, I have that, and I have a 360, so, and I got the DLC for it. And it's just one, or, yeah, it's like one area from Skate 2, I believe, and then there's a huge skate park they added on to the back of it.
Hmm, that's cool. Skate 4? Skate 4?
No. Oh. No. Unfortunately, no, not Skate 4.
Is there more hope now for Skate 4?
Probably not.
Oh. Hey, you know, you saw what happened to Red Dead, right?
What happened to Red Dead?
It got backwards compatibility, and then now they announced Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's a fair point. That's
logic states you know that we should get one, right?
Skate 4.
Right?
I'm sure Red Dead Redemption 2 has been in development for much longer than when it was put on backwards compatibility. Just a hunch. And to top it all off here, last game is I got into the Steep closed beta because I signed up during E3 when they were like, closed beta, sign up, start now. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay. And I went on there and plopped my email in there. And about halfway through the week, this last week, it was like, hey, you here.
Ooh.
It's all right. The game itself is pretty cool, but the menu system sucks. Because it's the, hey, move this cursor around with your joystick.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like Destiny.
Uh-huh.
Except it's bad. Well, I mean, Destiny.
No, you could say it.
And moving around in the mountain view is a fucking chore. Because when you push the stick, it takes a second for everything to start moving. It's like the camera has weight, and it's super heavy.
Huh. Wow. Yeah. That's weird.
That's...
But, like, game-wise, play...
It's solid. There's no grinding for the snowboards or skis. Like, what the fuck?
Wait, what?
No,
like, not
there's
at
no
all.
Rails on that mountain at all. It's just jumps. And I might not buy it based on that alone.
Yeah. Why? That's weird. There's no, like, technical ability then.
No. I mean, there's like railings on cabins and stuff, but I try to jump on them and they don't do anything.
That better be an early access.
It's like, you made
a
snowboarding game? Well, I mean, it's not necessarily a snowboarding game. There's a whole bunch of shit. The wingsuit's not great. It feels like your character is way too heavy.
Yeah, I saw
that. Constantly having to pull up on the stick to get, yeah, the game's rough.
That's a shame. It looks good. Like, when you watch it, it actually looks really, really cool.
Then you get stuck on shit a lot. Like, if you happen to just, like, hit a log or something and it's perpendicular to your course of travel, have fun getting out of that.
Great.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm overall not super excited for that game. Parts of it are cool. There are some small touches to that game that I really like. One of them being, if you crash super hard, if it's like your best crash so far, your character will be like, man, I haven't crashed that hard since I started doing this. But
right.
if it's a bad crash, but it's not as good as your best one, like your guy will take a second to like compose himself when he gets up off the ground, like he brushes all the snow and shit off of him.
That's all right.
And with the snow displacement, it's kind of awesome because if you fall onto your fucking face, you leave this person shaped imprint in the snow when you get up and you just ride off, and it's the funniest thing.
That's nice. Am I thinking there's another snowboarding game coming out soon?
Yeah, it's called Snow.
Yeah, that's it. You've played both. What's the what's your takeaway currently? Because Snow's still in beta.
Steep is way more polished, of course.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's got publisher backing, so...
Yeah, sure.
But you can do cooler shit in Snow. And Snow has grinding.
Yeah. Have you played it since they updated it for, like, the PS4 beta release?
I have not. Last time I played it was when they added snowboards and snowmobiles to the game.
Yeah, I've got it installed. I should really get around to trying it again. I'll probably do it this week, see what it's like. But it looks good.
You can do flips and spins and stuff on the snowmobile, which is cool, even if you don't get points.
But it's flips and shit.
Yeah, hell yeah. You can do barrel rolls.
Oh, that's cool. That seems alright.
And yeah, that's pretty much all I played. A lot of games.
Cool. I mean, we all have played a lot of games. I'm sure we could go on and on about them, but we'll keep it.
Let's talk about news.
We gotta wait for Thaldin to do his news intro.
Let's talk about
he's also muted, so I don't know if he's gonna do his News intro.
Do 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 do
news.
Do 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 news. Everybody likes the news. All right, here we go. Let's talk about news. Yeah, the PlayStation Pro came out, guys. That console with their pro gamers play on the PlayStation Pro. It's the next generation of PlayStation games. PlayStation, it's not a new generation of consoles. It's a mid-generation hardware upgrade. Because we like money here at Sony, and we're doing it anyway. Yeah, that's a thing. It seems like it's pretty cool. It seems pretty cool, but it seems like a lot of games, from what I'm hearing anecdotally from different news sources, it seems like the PlayStation Pro doesn't really have many games that take full advantage of its power yet, which is shitty to say the least. So, you guys, what are your thoughts on the PlayStation Pro?
Just buy a PC.
That's the best statement. That's yep.
At that price, just go buy a pre-built and throw a graphics card in it. You're done.
But what if you want to play all those hot PlayStation games, like...
Then play them on your PlayStation.
But what about... What
but if you really care about performance that much, go get a PC.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's your first PlayStation 4, then by all means, buy the Pro.
Oh, okay. That's what I was just about to ask, since I was thinking, hey, I might buy a PlayStation for Christmas. When should I buy a Pro, or should I not buy a Pro? I do not currently, at this time, own any PlayStation 4.
Might as well buy the Pro, right?
But is it worth it, really? Go ahead.
Here's a bold statement. Maybe you should buy the Xbox One S.
But I already get all the Xbox games. But
you get, like, some of them.
But I don't really want any of those. There's not really any game there that sticks out as like, oh man, I really want that.
Where what I feel PlayStation
like,
game is?
Like Persona
the Last
5,
Guardian.
Final
That's
Fantasy.
That's not a real game.
Final Fantasy's on Xbox One.
Maybe like, you know, Last Guardian looks pretty cool.
That's not a video game.
It will be. I promise you, it's coming out someday.
I will not believe it until I see video footage of it, or if I see copies of it in the store.
That there Zero Horizon Dawn of Horizons game looks pretty cool.
What?
That game with the giant mecha robots, dinosaurs, mecha giant.
Oh, you mean 100-foot robot golf?
No, the other one. The other one, man.
Titanfall?
No, the one with the robot dinosaurs.
Battle Bots?
No, it's called Overwatch. No.
Surely you mean Hawken.
Hawken, yes, a great
Evolve?
Title from.
Is that the end game of Evolve? They're all robots.
Oh man, that'd be great.
No, it's Battleborn. They're all robots. That would say a lot about Battleborn.
Yep.
Battleborn free to play yet? No? Okay, don't give a shit. All right.
Nope. I need to register is battlebornfreetoplayyet.com.
No, but in all seriousness, I get most of the Microsoft games on my PC now, so why the hell would I buy an Xbox? I'd rather buy a PlayStation since I don't get those games on my PC easily.
Sure, if you want to go in for Horizon, The Last Guardian, and
Final Fantasy.
That's on Xbox.
But, you know, Persona 5, how about that? How's that?
Persona 5, that's the other one. Yeah, if you want those games, sure, I guess get a PlayStation.
I probably wouldn't, but my PlayStation 3 fried a few days ago, so...
Oh, man. Yeah, that's sucky.
Yellow light of death or whatever? Yeah, she cooked on me. I don't know why. Nothing was wrong with it. And it's just dead. I guess I could try cooking it at some point, but that seems scary. Also,
Cook
Until Dawn. That's a great game that I want to play. Yeah, I don't know. Games on there that I would like to play. Maybe I'll get a Pro and then maybe I'll get VR, huh? I don't know. I feel
Did
like...
Did fix the tracking issues with PSVR yet?
No!
I don't think so. Nope.
Great.
But people seem to play it, and there's a lot of people who seem to enjoy that, so how if I even know? We'll talk about that in our end of the year discussion, but boy, VR ain't it? Anyway. Yeah, so PlayStation 4 Pro, it launched, it's what kind of everybody expected a reception would be as like a, hey, do we really need this thing? Eh, is it really that good? Really worth the money? It's kind of been an iffy like reception. Nobody's been like, oh man, this is cool, but it's out there if you want it. In our next news story, though, something that's not out there if you want it, let's talk about the Nintendo Classic, the NES Classic Edition. This is the end.
I heard that's super popular and that it's sold out super quick.
Or is it, as my economics teacher would say, manufactured scarcity? Huh? What do you think? You think Nintendo's stupid enough not to put a lot of NESs out there when they're trying to do something like this?
No, they only made, my guess is that they made a certain amount that they knew they were going to sell out. So they could go like, hey, look, we sold out. All these people want this thing. It's like, yeah, no shit, because you made five of them.
They probably, like, real talk, they probably also had, like, a lot of their manufacturers are probably working on the Switch right now rather than making this thing. So they probably only have, like,
that's a good
at
point.
Most 20% of their manufacturer housing working on this NES Classic. And they didn't realize.
Did you see that? The thing they put out on Twitter? It's like, we're working very hard to get more units out. Like, fuck no, you're not. Give me that bullshit. Everybody saw how you did Amiibos.
That's how you did.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
And they had no excuse for the Amiibos. They didn't have a new console coming out.
Yeah, that's very true. That's just some plastic. They could have 3D printed that.
Right.
Nintendo knows how to play the game, man. Don't ever underestimate them in their business sense stuff. They know how to make that money, make that cash.
It just seems very anti-consumer.
Oh, it is. I mean, it totally is. And I mean, there's a certain amount of like, come on, Nintendo. But, you know.
So you motherfuckers could have made way more of these.
It's entirely anti-consumer. It's bad for business. And, you know.
But it's so popular. Everybody wants it.
I mean, to be the truth, I kind of want it. I mean, I've been looking at doing something like this for a while. I don't know if I would do it for an NES, but
I'd love Raspberry Pi. I don't need that.
Yeah.
Is it? Tell me about Raspberry Pis. This is the conversation I wanted to get to.
It's a computer, small computer.
Can I
it
plug?
Runs,
can
it
I,
runs Linux.
Can I take an Atari cartridge and plug it into a Raspberry Pi? No.
If you jam hard enough, maybe.
Not without modification or addition of additional things.
Okay. That's what I want. I want to be able to like have. I want all the consoles. All right. That's all. That's what I want. How do I get that?
You buy a Raspberry Pi and you buy a 64 gigabyte micro SD card.
Okay.
Something. Something. Something.
Video games.
Games.
Oh, I don't know. It's. I guess. How hard is a Raspberry Pi to work with? Is it hard?
Easy.
Is it easy?
It's pretty easy. Like installing stuff is just like. Oh, there's this operating system that we released for Raspberry Pi, and you just plug in a micro SD card and you flash the image they give you to the SD card, and then you just plug it into the Raspberry Pi and turn it on.
But I feel like I would want to. The cool thing about older games to me is collecting case and stuff like that, and having the cartridge and like plugging it into the old console and booting that up. Is there any
sounds
way to
like you need to
that?
Go buy old consoles?
Yeah, that's right.
And like a FrameMeister or something. Isn't that what that thing's called? The like the composite video to HDMI?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my god.
I just want to be able to collect old games that I never got around to playing because I was too young for them. That's all I want. That's so much.
That's an expensive man's game.
Yeah, it's definitely like a high money, high profit thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
More money, more problems.
More thing. Money, more problem. Am I right? Okay. Yeah, so the NES Classic without adding too much things. Come on, Nintendo. All right. Well,
speaking of Mo Money, if you have
Mo,
you can get Mo Freedom in your Rumpus Room playing the HTC Vive.
Rumpus Room?
In the Mo Fun Zone.
Rumpus Room? What did you just say? What do you do in a rumpus room?
Is that you? Is that not the American saying?
That's not.
What?
In certain areas, it's called that, I believe.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about. I know what a rumpus room is. A rumpus room is a big room in your house if you have kids or there's just toys and shit everywhere.
Exactly.
That's
where you play stuff. There's video games in there. There's a big TV, probably.
I hear these on your American TV shows. The Rumpus Room.
What in the fuck are you talking about now? Rumpus Room. That's
the Vive
most
called
the Red Room thing I've heard today.
The Rumpus Vive room. Lives there.
How many
and
rumpuses
can,
are in the Rumpus
That's where the Vive
room.
Lives.
And you can make it free with wires for $200 extra. $220 extra. Free of wires, sorry.
Free with wires. You can buy the wires and the headset's free.
How many Snuffleupaguses are in the Rumpus Room? Or Heffalumps?
Six.
Or Wazzles? Or Jaguars? Let me read off all these Winnie the Pooh fake monster things.
Well, as someone who might be getting an HTC Vive relatively soon, within like the next 3 months, this is cool news.
That's expensive, though, for a wireless
component. So expensive.
It's like, wow.
What is the base cost of this thing now?
$800.
Gee, money cricket.
So that's a grand. That's just straight up a grand.
But the headset's wireless.
But is it worth it, though?
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, but is it worth it, though? I don't know. I can't tell you what to do with your money, but man, that's a lot of money.
Maybe just get the HTC Vive and see if the cable's really a problem for you.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably the smart move.
That's probably what I'm going to do anyway.
Yeah.
And I hope they announce those new controllers soon.
All right.
Those new controllers look dope.
Oh, we have seen the new controllers.
Yeah, they're way smaller, way more compact. Huh. And I have a big fucking dumbass ring thing on the end. And it has gesture recognition. So you can flip people off in video games.
Huh. Well, that's cool. So yeah, HTC Vive, if you want wireless, here's some money you can spend on it. Have fun. All right, let's move on. I will mention this, I guess, briefly here. So, as Jake mentioned when he was talking about the games he played, Skate 3 came to Xbox One backwards compatibility. Mass Effect 2 and 3 are now also backwards compatible. So, I think I want to just mention this as a, hey guys, how cool is it that, like, they keep expanding that library of old backwards compatibility things for Xbox One? It's pretty cool.
They announced the Skate 3 thing a while ago, and it just now was put up onto backwards compatibility.
I think that's so cool that they just keep like expanding the library. It's such a consumer focused policy or thing they're doing. It's great. That's all I wanted to mention.
Like, hey, remember all these games that you own? You can still play them. You just got to put it in the Xbox. Put it right in. It goes right in the Xbox.
So, can I ask about Dishonored 2 right now a little bit? That game?
Go ahead.
What's going on with that?
It apparently runs like trash on PC for like 95% of people. And the other 5% are, instead of playing the game, they're going around the internet going, works fine for me!
Yeah, it
sounds about right.
Uh-huh. Boy, I felt like Dishonored 2 was one of those games where I was like, yeah, That's not going to be a good one. That's something's wrong there, especially with how I don't think we ever actually talked about the poll policy made by Bethesda.
All right.
That whole pile of garbage thing they said that was like, "Hey guys, we don't want those reviewers to play the games early, so we're not going to hand out review codes anymore.
We're too lazy to not make our game suck at launch." We don't want anybody telling anybody that they suck at launch, so we can get more money for us. You can buy busted ass games. We'll optimize them for the first 2 hours. So you people on Steam, you can play the first 2 hours, and then everything goes to shit, and then you can't return it.
did they really do that?
That's what I've seen reports of Dishonored 2. It's like, man, everything in the first area was great, and then they got to the second area, and everything just ran like shit.
That's fucking garbage. Oh, that's bad. I don't, you know, they can do whatever they want with their review code. There's so many YouTubers now and so many ways they can go to get their thing out there that they don't really need to send review copy to.
But it's fucked up because...
But yeah, it is fucked up, but...
They're like, we're not going to give... We don't want early reviews of this game going out. We don't want early whatever. And then on the other hand, they're like, except for these guys on YouTube.
Yeah.
So it's like, wait, what? Well, that just invalidates everything about the first part of that argument.
Well, you know,
you're giving it to all these people.
It was the statement of they first made that statement of, hey, we're not doing review code anymore to reviewers, which was like, okay, that's a bad idea on the surface, but hey, it makes sense from like a, I don't know, it's a business move you can make. But then they came out with that stupid ass statement trying to like clarify what they meant, and that's when it's like, hey, you just want to get good recognition and review of your game, and you're just doing it in the most underhandedly terrible way. Just what? And the way it read to me was so much like, oh, look at those damn reviewers. They're getting the game early, and they might even not even like the game. You should get the game. You really like the game. Not these reviewers. It was like pitting their consumers against reviewers, which is like, you know, I think we can talk so much about in the last few months of how negative things have been in the world. It's been a pretty vitriolic last few months in, you know, particularly U.S. politics, but also in just like kind of generally, hey, the internet's been a shitty place to be for a while, and then them to go out and basically pit like their consumers against reviewers, that's fucked up, man. That's not right.
It's like, if you don't want bad review scores, don't make shitty games.
Right.
And it's so much their MO.
End of.
It's like so much their MO. Like, you can say what you want about Skyrim, but that thing is janky.
It's been janky. And Fallout 4 was janky. And people should know about that when the game comes out.
And it's weird that, like, the remastered Skyrim has its own unique jank to it.
Yeah, like, how do you not fix the jank originally that you had in it?
And make more.
Make more. Like, what?
Listen, guys, you guys sound like the folks we don't want getting early copy to these games.
Yeah, we're shit. Never going to get review copy from Bethesda now. Fuck. You know, sounds garbage.
Okay. In my headphones, it sounds like you're saying Bethesda.
Bethesda.
He is. That's why.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Bethesda. Not Bethesda.
Bethesda,
there you go.
Yeah, so fuck Bethesda. That's what I'm trying to get at here. Fuck. And then this Dishonored thing comes out, and it's like, it's like exactly what we thought it would be, right? It's like, oh.
Surprise, it's a shitty PC port.
It's a shitty PC port, and you just didn't, you made that move with the review copy so people wouldn't get their hands on this and reduce the amount of sales you make. You know, I'm half tempted in my mind to go, I'm not just going to do, no, I'm not going to hype up on this channel anymore or on Roms Over Baghdad any kind of Bethesda thing anymore, because fuck them. What, like, they want good reviews. I'm not going to hype them
and
up.
And I like how they were like, oh, people didn't think Doom was going to be any good. It's because the multiplayer beta was fucking garbage.
And it still
is. The multiplayer
is.
In that
it's
game
was
bad. Fucking bad. The single player was awesome. And that's why people like it. But
it's garbage. I think it's so interesting. I think it's actually kind of cool that we skipped a week or whatever doing this podcast, because then we can kind of talk about how this all connects in an interesting way. And like, hey, they don't want to do review code, and now, hey, Dishonored 2 is literally broken on some things. Like, well, that sounds about right.
Like, if you want that game to run well, you need like a GTX 1080 and like 16 gigs of RAM and like the fastest SSD you can find and like a 6700K.
It sounds to me sort of like Forza 3, where it's like, hey, if you have really good, a really powerful PC, this thing is gonna run butter smooth. But if you
because
have
it can process all the extra bullshit
recommended, anything at all, or anything that's just not quite right, it's gotta run like hot trash. And that's like, no, this whole thing's a mess. Yeah,
it's like, I thought we were past this. I thought the days of bad console ports to PC were over.
Nope, some developers still don't get it. Hey, I'm all right. I didn't really want Dishonored 2 anyway. It didn't look like a game that was for me, and I played the first one, so.
Weren't you, like, super excited for that game?
There was, like, that looks cool, but then it's like,
cautious optimism, rather.
Yeah, cautiously optimistic of, like, hey, this could be good if they expand the things. But then I looked at it and was like, hey, they didn't really make the...
You can play as the girl.
Yeah, it's like, you can play as a girl, but still, the kind of run I want to do where I don't kill anybody, you haven't really added much there that's fun. I'm alright. I don't need it. There's Civ 6 and other games that are much more appealing to me than Dishonored 2. Also, fuck with that. Anyway, let's move along before I get more angry. Alright, so the Steam Store got an update. That was cool. That was a cool thing that got updated.
Easier to not see garbage, but you still see garbage.
Yeah, yay.
Yeah, there's still so much garbage. It's just... it's, you know, I like some of the changes they've made. It's much easier, I think, now to, like, see games that are on sale or the free weekends they're doing. It feels like it's much more fluid. And you can kind of see a bunch of games. Like, right now on the front page, what stands out to me is Abducted. Which is that game from the Myst guys, which I'm like, hey, that looks...
Abduction.
Did I say abducted? Abduction. Yes. And that's like there. It's like right on the front page of Steam, and it's easy to see, and it's you know, it's I don't even scroll down, really. It's cool. I always feel like I want to mention when Steam does changes, because it affects so many games. It affects so many developers, right, publishers, and consumers that, you know, any change, even small ones, can be big. Also, like, hey, getting, like, actual screenshots right next to the game on the front page, I'm always on board with that.
Oh, yeah, real screenshots?
Yeah. Fuck mm-hmm. No Man's Sky. I think didn't Valve at some point a few weeks ago come out and say they're not doing bull shots anymore? They won't let you do bull shots?
You have to have screenshots from the game you are selling.
Yeah, that's great.
On the Steam page.
That's my boy Valve. You know, I might disagree with Valve on a lot of shit they do every once in a while, but hey, man, that's like the best change. Actually show people what's going on in the game. That's great.
I wonder what the store page for No Man's Sky looks like now.
I'm about to go and look at that, actually. Let me see. It's still $60, which is like, what? They still have...
Oh, look, it's the E3 trailer.
Yeah.
They still have their bullshot up there, too, which is like... Yep. Hey, don't worry.
Those reviews, though. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Rough. It's a rough one, let me tell you. I haven't seen that low reviews. Review.
Recent. Overwhelmingly negative. I've never even seen that category of bad on Steam.
That game is probably not that bad, but you piss off people, they'll come back at you. You don't play that game too long. God damn.
No Man's Sky was a mistake.
Damn.
So says the quote-unquote hacker that was totally not Sean Murray, who got drunk and remorseful and gone.
Can I mention one thing? It's that Steam Curators thing. Does anyone interact with that anymore at all? Do you ever look at that and go, yeah, me either. I didn't think so.
No. Steam Greenlight, remember that thing?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the I can't remember his fucking name. What's his name? Jim Sterling series. The Greenlight thing?
Yeah, that thing. I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know. It feels like that whole creators thing kind of went by the wayside. I like this new design. You know, the more I look at it, the more I'm like, yeah. You can see special offers. Everything's pretty easy and fluid. It looks nice. You can easily scroll and stuff like that. Yeah, it looks good. That's cool. I guess we could briefly mention that Metro thing, but I don't think it's actually that big of a news. It's just, hey, somebody said we're making a game. No, we're not. That's all. Metro.
It wasn't even like a formal announcement. It just said 2017. Because it was the announcement page for the next book.
Oh, okay.
And then there was a timeline on it that said 2017, the whatever, you know, Metro 2035 gets a video game.
Yeah.
And I was excited, and then they were like, nah. And then I was sad.
I gotta play those games. I should get around to that.
They're pretty cool. You should play Stalker as well.
Yeah, I should. Yeah. So I guess we could just briefly mention that as like, hey, if you thought Metro was announced, no, it's not. There you go. Sorry, folks. All right, I think that'll do it for the podcast, folks.
I just want to say, real quick, hey, hold up.
Go ahead.
A lot of these really bad reviews, the people have like 20-plus hours in the game.
Wow, so that's people actually playing it now.
Like,
that's
cool. Hey, here's a positive one. Oh, that's from somebody on my friends list who's probably wrong. So, 32.2, 19.1, 25.3, 14.1, 41.8. And it's just ASCII art of a dude shitting on the words No Man's Sky.
Huh. All right. Yeah. So that's been, I think, Rams of Baghdad. Extra Life.
Indeed.
You can still donate to us all. There's a page on the website with a calendar. You should be able to click off somehow, some way, and get
streaming is hard.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah.
We might be getting more listeners at some point, maybe, hopefully. We're going to try to get some more people in so we have more of a community, so it's easier to do streaming stuff. But yeah, aside for that...
Our logo is on a pinball website.
Yeah. Our logo is on a pinball website. It's dope.
See that? We are technically a sponsor, I believe. Well, yeah. Mary is a sponsor.
Thank you, Mary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mary threw out some Skrilla and got us a spot on... Arcade Central? What the fuck is the name of this place? Yeah, ArcadeCenter.com.
ArcadeCenter.com, yeah. So yeah, if you want to check us out, there's Twitch. We have a Twitch channel. Each of us has our own personal one, which I think there's a link to somewhere on the website. You know, Roms Over Baghdad YouTube Paradise is out there. Hit us up, romsbag@gmail.com. Any questions, concerns, queries... Yeah, so come check us out. Come check out and tell your friends.
God damn it, Steelers. You're the fucking worst.
What? Thank you.